Proclamation number 3648, dated the January 5th, 1946. Language of creation. Essence, creative power. Learn to understand the language of creation. God Himself is speaking to you through creation. He is constantly facing you by revealing Himself in all the work that emerges from His strength of love. And He has given you the ability to perceive His creation, to stimulate your intellect, and thus it is He Himself who is mentally instructing you, providing you are willing to accept His instructions when you look at the creation around you, when you ponder its meaning and purpose, its origin and the one who brought it into existence. Every relevant thought is a question answered by God Himself, providing you truly want it answered. The eternal creative power cannot be denied if you contemplate the origin of the works of creation. The eternal creative power has to be acknowledged by every person, but its origin, its source, is frequently disputed by people. They do not always want to acknowledge a perfect entity as the source of creative power. Creation has not yet spoken to them clearly enough. They have not yet understood its language, and their thoughts first have to aim in the right direction in order to come to the right conclusion. Creation exceptionally and distinctly reveals a conformity to law, an orderliness, which cannot be surpassed. Something so orderly is always the result of a strong will, of an essence which claims this strong will as its own. Furthermore, order also testifies to the wisdom of the entity who produced it, well-thought-out laws which eliminate all imprudence, a wisdom which brought nothing into existence without meaning and purpose and which also allows its meaning and purpose to be known. Hence the being, which would be the originator of the creative power, has to be intelligent and, by virtue of his will and power, be able to let his thoughts take shape. Thus it is to be a supremely perfect being who reveals himself in every work of creation, who wants to be recognized in his perfection, who in turn is using his strength to provide other intelligent beings with proof of his existence. Because he is in closest contact with these intelligent beings inasmuch as they too emerged from him, that they too are the product of his creative will and his creative power, whom he wants to bring into a state of perfection in order to make them carriers of abundant strength as well, so that they too can be creatively active for their own happiness. The Creator's close link with his living creations is to be recognized. The human being has to become aware of the relationship between himself and the eternal creative power. As a being in his own right, he has to acknowledge the power, which is infinitely stronger than himself. As an entity, he will be lost in creation as the only intelligent individual being which is in possession of free will and yet incapable of actions for which he lacks strength. Furthermore, it is absurd to assume that a power, which gave rise to everything, would give life to intelligent beings without being intelligent itself. The same applies to the human being's inherent will which, however, is being denied to the origin of natural power. What would creation be without intrinsic inhabitants? Of what purpose would this unsurpassed order be could it not be recognized by beings? If it did not give testimony of a supreme being, which wants to be acknowledged, what would the human being be without intelligence and will, an imperfect living creation which would not need orderly creation to exist? The fact that the human being is able to think and has free will is proof of a creator who, in utmost perfection, is capable of thought and, in accordance with his will, uses his ability with wisdom and in full possession of strength. It is also proof that the human being was not created without reason and purpose, and that he was given thought and will in order to recognize the reason and purpose and strive for it. He is to realize that he does not master earthly life in spite of thought and will. He has to acknowledge a stronger being above himself whose will is decisive, and he has to accept its wisdom and love and bow to it. And God speaks to people through creation. He motivates them to contemplate it and willingly offers explanations if these are sincerely wanted. If people, abandoning their knowledge, hand themselves over to the eternal creative power who has given them their intelligence, then their thoughts can be guided in the right direction so that they too will live in the order which is intrinsic to every work of creation but which the person can also revoke, because he is in possession of free will. Nevertheless, should he want to live in God's ordained order, then his will shall be observed, and he will be given knowledge about everything he wants to know. Amen.